And I'm Al Jazeera Digital's Duarte Geraldino in for Tanzina Vega. The nationwide rollout of the 2020 census is just weeks away, and there are some big changes. Some of those changes and procedures may not make a lot of sense to you. Here at The Takeaway, we've been getting questions about everything from how the census is actually done to what it means for certain communities. And to get answers, I want you to meet Terri Ann Lowenthal. Terri Ann's a former staff director at the U.S. House of Representatives Census Oversight Subcommittee. She's also a consultant on census policy and operations. Terri Ann, so good to have you here.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
So Terri Ann, there's still some confusion on some of the basics. Here's a question from one of our listeners.
Hi, this is Susan. I live in Wisconsin, and I just asked, can I do the census online? Thank you.
That's an important question. Thank you. So yes, you absolutely can answer online for the 2020 census. But here's my top line message. All households will have a chance to self-respond in three ways, online, by telephone, or using a paper form. And if you don't do any of those things, a census taker will visit in person to collect the information.
So if you're doing it online, how do they make sure that the person who is filling it out is actually a real person?
So each household, when it gets its census materials, starting next week, in fact, will be assigned a unique 12-digit ID number for that address. And you can use that when you go online or when you respond by telephone. If you use a paper questionnaire, there's a barcode that ties that form to your household. But I do want everyone to know that if you have somehow misplaced your unique ID, you can still respond without it online or by telephone, and you'll just have to provide your address.
So a few of our listeners also want to understand how the census is funded and what exactly it's used for.
So let's start by making sure everybody remembers from civics class that the U.S. Constitution requires a census. So it is the very first responsibility of the federal government and Congress in particular. Now, the U.S. Census Bureau plans and oversees and implements the census, but it really can't do a good job without the help of partners, what it calls partner organizations at the state and local and even neighborhood level. Now, the federal government pays for the census, but the cost of the census to research, test, and plan and then implement it over 10 years pales in comparison to the amount of federal assistance for very vital services, schools, health care, including Medicaid and Medicare, road and transit improvements, housing, food assistance, rural infrastructure improvements, that is guided by census data. And that the numbers we will get from this census, we have to live with those for the next 10 years. Of course, the census is also the very foundation of our democratic system of governance. So I don't think there's any better investment of federal dollars.
It's critically important. So, you know, last week we did a segment on our show about cybersecurity and the census process that kept a lot of people talking, like Emily, who wanted more information.
Hi, this is Emily calling from Williamstown, Vermont. I was wondering how the testing has been going for the new electronic system for the census.
Is it vulnerable to hacking?
You know, I know that is a top-of-mind concern in this day and age for many people. This is the first high-tech census, and I don't think anyone argues with the need to modernize the process, but technology brings cybersecurity risks, both real and perceived by the public. Now, the Census Bureau has been working very closely with all of the cybersecurity experts and agencies in the federal government as well as in the private sector. When you submit your data, however you submit it, it is immediately encrypted when you do, and then the data will be stored in the cloud. So we're hopeful that things will go well in that regard.
We also got some calls from people who were concerned about not being counted, to everything from ranging from sexuality to disability.
Hi, I'm calling from Sunbury, Pennsylvania. My name is Peterson Toscano. My question is, what about gay couples? My husband and I, will we be counted as a couple, legal strangers, roommates? How's it work?
I'm very glad you raised that question. I know it's important to many of my fellow Americans. There will not be a question on this census on sexual orientation and gender identity. There was consideration of that, and unfortunately, it's not happening this time around. However, there is a new opportunity to indicate either same-sex spouse or same-sex partner in what's called the household relationship question. So I think that's certainly a step in the right direction.
Darianne, housing prices all across America are soaring, and we've seen an increase of homelessness. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's less obvious, where people are couch surfing. For people who don't have a stable address, how are you counted?
You put your finger on something very important. So some people who are experiencing homelessness are, as you just pointed out, living in a household on census day. And it's really important for that household to include that person on their household form. Now, for people who are experiencing homelessness, who are not living in a home, a household, there is a special service-based enumeration, it's called, that will go over 3 days and one night at the end of this month. So census takers will visit pre-identified shelters, mobile food vans, soup kitchens, and targeted outdoor locations to collect data directly from people there. And I do urge local service providers and advocates for this population to, in advance, try to reassure people about the safety of being counted and the importance.
Thank you so much for joining us. Terri-Ann Lowenthal, former staff director of the U.S. House of Representatives Census Oversight Subcommittee and a consultant on census policy and operations. Now, you can find all of the census coverage on The Takeaway on takeaway.org/2020census.